This is File 13, Cycle 4. Today's date is June 18th, 2018. This is Jean McMillan, and I am interviewing Chris Ullman, who is the commander of the Veterans of Foreign Wars. And he's going to talk about the fire department and the Veterans of Foreign Wars, as well as his military service. But first, we'll start with the hard stuff. What is your name?
My name is Christopher Ullman.
And how did you get involved with the fire department?
When I was 2 years old, I moved next door to the firehouse in North Canaan. And from then, I fell in love with being a firefighter.
And you have some other family background involved with this.
I do. My grandfather, on my father's side, was a founding member of the Warren Volunteer Fire Department.
And your wife is related to...
My wife is related to the Brizalis here in Salisbury, of which there were many Brizalis.
Oh, yeah.
That served with the fire department here in town. Her grandfather, Peter Brizali, was a longtime chief here, and her stepfather... Brian was a long-time member, 20-plus years, and her brothers also, Nick and Brian, also joined through the junior fire department and become regular members.
It just goes on from there.
Absolutely.
When did you join specifically?
I joined the fire service as a junior in... 1997, January 14th, okay. Of the Canaan Fire Company, mm-hmm. and then befriended a couple of kids from town, and then subsequently joined the Lakeville Volunteer Fire Department as a junior, and then in October of 2001 became a regular member of the fire department here in town.
Wonderful. Now, you have several different types of training. Firefighter 1, Firefighter 2.
Firefighter 1, Firefighter 2, Hazardous Materials Operations, Rope Rescue 1 and 2. There's Extrication and Advanced Extrication. And a slew of others.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you have to pay for the training?
Luckily, in our beautiful town, there is a budget for training.
Good.
The town does take care of most of the training.
And it takes a number of hours for these different courses.
It does. It's hundreds of hours for Firefighter 1 and Firefighter 2.
And it's worth it to those of us that you rescue.
Well, thank you. And for us as well, you know, it gives us something to do, and it's fulfilling, you know, for us to feel like we're giving back to the community as well.
How often do you have to be recertified?
Firefighter 1 and Firefighter 2, there is not a recertification, so to speak. Mm-hmm. There are requirements that you have to fulfill throughout the year. Air packs.
Yep.
A live fire training mm-hmm. is required. Hazardous materials is every year. And of course there's the bloodborne, airborne pathogens.
Do you carry Narcon?
We do not.
Okay.
Because we are not
You're not the medical part of it.
We're not, exactly. We're not trained to that standard. And even though citizens can, mm-hmm. you know, carry that, when we are acting in the firefighter capacity...
That's what you're acting as.
Exactly. And we can do certain things, but that is not one of them.
Yeah, but that gets passed over to the EMTs or
exactly.
the ambulance.
Exactly.
Your uniform weighs a lot.
The uniform does weigh quite a bit. Between the boots, which has come a long way from the rubber three-quarter boots.
Yeah.
The leather boots and even the pants and the jacket themselves have significantly decreased in weight. Between that and the air pack, you're still looking at 75 to 100 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've been an officer in the fire department.
I have been. I served 2 years as first lieutenant and also 2 years as assistant chief.
Who's chief now?
Robert Smith Jr. is our current chief.
And about how many members are in the fire department?
There is somewhere in the area of 50 members of the Lakeville Hose Company.
And the average age is about 50?
That is also adequate. Yeah, in saying, absolutely. Nobody's getting any younger. I am,
unfortunately, you're
one of the younger ones.
Yeah, yeah.
There's probably a dozen of us that are under the age of 40. And that's about it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's that way with any of the organizations now.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
Now, how do you get chosen to be an officer?
So, each year, the first Monday of November, we have our annual elections of officers, and there are requirements to be eligible to run for a specific position. And basically, there are two ways that you can run. You can either nominate yourself or have others nominate you.
Okay. Now, the fire chief is Robert Smith Jr. Who is the assistant chief?
Right now, it is Jason Wilson, who is also a past chief.
Yep.
And a past officer of many years in different capacities.
Yeah, I'm going to get him. He's on my list. Who comes after the assistant chief?
After the assistant chief comes captain.
Okay, and who's that?
Which is William Sherwood, Bill Sherwood.
Okay. And then next?
And next is the first lieutenant, which is currently Michael White.
I had him in school.
I bet you did.
I did.
Yep. And then after that is second lieutenant.
Okay.
Which is currently Raymond S. Flint.
I either had him or I had his father, one or the other.
You probably had Raymond.
Yeah.
He's probably 38. 39, maybe?
Might have in fourth grade. I've had Flints, I've had Whites, I've had Sherwoods.
Of course.
Of course, that's the way it goes. When do you have your meetings?
Our meetings are every Monday night. Is either a training or a drill or a monthly meeting.
Okay. Is there anything that I haven't covered about the fire department that you'd like to add?
No.
I try to cover my bases.
And you do very well.
Well, thank you. And we will now go on to the VFW. When did the VFW receive their charter?
So, the VFW here in Lakeville, Post 9243, also known as the Berkshire Post, received this charter the 21st of March in 1947.
And is it a national or a state organization?
The VFW is a national organization.
And do you have chapters or
posts? We do, yeah, yep. Posts. So the VFW is a national organization.
Mm-hmm.
And that's broken down into states. And then the states are broken down into districts. And then a district can have multiple posts
okay.
In them. like, for example, the post here in Lakeville is part of District 5, which has five posts within the state.
Now, you're on Brook Street, but I didn't see any sign on the building. I did see a flag.
There, so we replaced the siding recently, okay, and the sign has not gone back up.
Okay.
We used to have a giant sign actually out on the road.
I thought so.
As you turn on Brook Street, where, yep, where the doctor's office is on the right,
yep,
there used to be a giant sign right there. But, of course, that is...
That has long gone.
Long gone.
Okay. How many members do you have in your post?
Currently, we have 26 members in our post.
All male?
All male. I'm working on my first female. I'm bound and determined to get her.
Oh, good. Oh, good. And you represent all branches of the service?
All branches of the service.
And who is eligible to be in the VFW?
Men and women that have served in a wartime theater or area in the country, or in the world, I should say. The only silly exception that a lot of veterans don't realize,
mm-hmm,
is Korea. The United States Army has a duty station in Korea. And because they are technically...
Still at war.
If you were given Korea as a duty station, assigned to Korea as a duty station, for which is typically a year,
mm-hmm,
you are actually eligible to be a member of the VFW.
Ah.
From the late 1940s and is still open to, mm-hmm, this date.
Oh, yeah, 1947, I think.
Exactly.
All righty, that brings me to your service. What branch of the service did you go into?
I was in the United States Army from 2002 to late 2004.
And where did you get your training?
I went to basic training at Fort Jackson in South Carolina, and my job training was also in Fort Jackson.
And what was your job training?
I was a 63 Sierra, which is a heavy-wheeled vehicle mechanic, and then I went on to also gain the skill identifier of Hotel 8, which is a towing and recovery specialist for both track and wheeled vehicles.
And you served about 2 years?
A little over 2 years. I had originally signed up for 4 years,
mm-hmm,
when I was deployed to Iraq in 2004. I was injured, broke my kneecap.
Ooh,
and
that would take care of that.
So, unfortunately, I was not able to fulfill my full 4 years. So, of an honorable medical discharge.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I received in December of 2004.
Then, were you actually in a conflict zone?
I was.
You were
I was.
In Iraq?
I was stationed in Baghdad. In Iraq.
Okay. So you qualify.
I did qualify.
Good. All righty. Now, I suppose you people have meetings.
We do.
When?
We try to meet the second Wednesday of every month. It does not always happen.
Like anything else, right? I understand. And what is the purpose of the meeting?
Basically to catch up on veterans' to-dos in, you know,
okay,
in the area.
Yep. Yep.
Also, the veteran of foreign wars is really, it's a support system for veterans. We offer a lot of different things that can help with day-to-day life, yep. you know, with the veterans. Poppies, for instance.
Yeah.
When you see a veteran selling poppies mm-hmm. or basically giving them out for a donation.
Right.
All that money is put into a relief fund for the veterans in that community, such as handicap ramps mm-hmm. or handicap accessible bathroom
yep.
things or wheelchairs or anything that's out of the normal operating area of the VFW budget, mm-hmm. so to speak. So, aside from that, there's the health care and, you know, disability compensations and
all of the things that people need.
Absolutely.
Now, recently you had a merger with Cornwall?
Recently we had a merger with Cornwall. Unfortunately, Cornwall fell behind on some things, and our state commander approached myself and the Cornwall commander and basically asked if they could join the Lakeville post because they were going to lose their charter. And we obviously want to retain the veterans, and so Cornwall merged with Lakeville.
When?
It would be March of 2019.
Okay. Do you have election of officers?
We do have an election of officers. It's usually in April.
And you are the commander.
I am the commander.
And the senior vice commander is Alan Jones.
It's now Tyler Riva.
It is now Tyler Riva. All right.
Indeed.
And then who is the junior?
The junior vice is Peter Sherwood. And our quartermaster is Alan Jones.
And what does the quartermaster do?
So the quartermaster is actually one of the most important jobs, positions in the VFW. The quartermaster is in charge of membership, any and all monies, deposits, bills.
Like a treasurer.
Exactly. He's more or less a secretary and a treasurer all rolled in one.
Bless his heart. All right. Now, I asked you before what you actually do, and you said that you are a committee that works on the Memorial Day Parade.
So I am also on the Memorial Day Parade Committee. The veteran liaison in town, Jennifer Farwell.
Yep.
Which she is above and beyond amazing.
Isn't she, though?
She very much is. For not being a veteran, she is one of the most patriotic, veteran-focused ladies I have ever met in my entire life.
She's super, and I had her in school, too.
Did you? She's also the president of the Lakeville Host Company.
I know.
So also on the committee is Selectman Christian Williams.
Yeah.
Which is he's also my right-hand man at the American Legion.
Yeah.
Because I just took that over as well. So I'm now the commander of the American Legion in town as well.
You took over Jason, Jason McGarry.
Yep, absolutely.
I'm not going to do a second interview with you on that one.
I literally just took it over last week, so
we'll give you a year.
Yeah, thank you. And then David Beresdorfer.
Oh, you've got a good committee.
Absolutely. So together we put it all together and
it went well this year, didn't it?
Absolutely. We were very, very, very thrilled that Bullet could make it.
Thank God. Thank God.
There was my wife essentially grew up in that house. She was Jessica's best friend since kindergarten. So
yep. Yeah.
It was very touch and go there for a little bit as to whether or not Bullet was going to be there. But it was important, and he...
made it.
He made it.
He's tough.
He is. He was very tough.
Oh. Very... And there was a wonderful tribute to him in the Lakeville Journal, as there should have been.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, you and others put out the flags at the cemeteries.
Absolutely. So, my son wakes me up. Usually, the...
Skylar?
Skylar.
Okay.
Usually, wakes me up, and we all meet at the town hall at 7 o'clock, usually the week or two
before.
Saturdays before Memorial Day, to put out the flags. John Whalen and his son, Chris, do an unbelievable job. They actually do most of them, the outside cemeteries, throughout that week.
Okay.
And it's basically that Saturday morning, we a bunch of us meet and do the main cemetery, the Catholic cemetery in the center of Salisbury. And then the couple of small ones, the one up on Under Mountain Road.
Mm-hmm. That's the Reed Cemetery.
Right. And
and you do Belgo Road.
We do Belgo. I do Belgo Road. And for the last few years, I have been doing the Mount Riga Cemetery.
Who does Dutchers?
That is normally done by John Whalen, along with River Road and Lime Rock and Hotchkiss.
The reason that I say this is that the town crew, there was a stone on the ground, and it got flipped over with the engraving up.
Oh.
And I've asked that the town crew flip it back so the engraving can be saved. And there was a flag with that, and it's on the ground, and it's not in good condition. And there's no point putting a new flag until we get that stone up the way it should be. And that's Henry Garda.
There may have been a new flag put up on Memorial Day. Mm-mm. No?
No.
Okay.
Because you couldn't see it.
I see.
It's in the back.
Okay.
And it's flat on the ground. And I know it because I check the flags and I do the cemeteries.
Okay.
But there wasn't any point in putting a new one in.
Right.
But if I check next year and there isn't a new one in, I will make sure that there is.
Absolutely.
That's important. And I think I talked with Jen and she said it was between 1,200 and 1,500 flags total.
That's pretty accurate.
Yeah.
It's...
And the budget for that is at the town hall?
Yes. Yep.
And the, if I understood it correctly, you do a military salute on Memorial Day to all the cemeteries except Town Hill.
And Hotchkiss.
That's where Town Hill is.
Oh, yeah, yes, right. Yes, no, they
don't want
they do not allow,
the,
right.
Because of the students and graduation, and that makes sense.
Right.
It does make sense. Okay. If there is a veteran to be buried, how do you learn about it? Is it through the funeral home? Is it through the town hall? Or
to be honest with you, unless the family requests it, then we or one of us knows.
Yeah.
Then we typically don't know.
You don't know unless somebody tells you, or you know, like you knew about Bullet.
Right.
Nobody had to tell you about that one.
Nobody had to tell us about Bullet.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of veterans that belong to the town VFW and the town Legion that they grew up in that, you know, they want to keep their name here in town.
Oh, sure.
And then they move away.
Yeah.
And a lot of times...
We don't know.
We're
working on the DD-214s for the Veterans Monument at the Town Hall.
Right.
And it's in the proofing stage. They wanted to make sure that everything was right and the names were spelled correctly before they gave it to them.
Right, absolutely.
So if I had a family member that was in the service that was deceased and I wanted to have a full military funeral, I would contact the town hall, or...
You could. Typically, the group of veterans around, we would absolutely do it for that, you know, for If a
request.
Right. Unfortunately, our state budget, there actually used to be a state honor guard that would do a funeral.
But no longer.
Last I understood, that was taken out of the
budget. Jerry Baldwin was in the honor guard for Bullitt.
Correct.
I interviewed him, and he was telling me about it, so I got that one.
Right, absolutely.
What haven't I asked you about the VFW that I should have, or have we covered it?
Oh, I think we've covered it.
All right.
Absolutely.
Thank you so very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you.